All right, folks. You know, it's a new year. I've been giving it a lot of thought. We've had a little time off. I'm not going to start this one with a joke. I'm just going to kind of report some current event stuff, news that I was reading about that I found actually really interesting, and others might too. They have actually, I never thought I'd see this in my lifetime. They have invented an invisibility cloak.
Wow.
That someone can put on, become completely invisible to the world. And the ramifications of such an invention could be, quite frankly, astounding to the world at large. And so, as with a lot of new technology like this, it gets tested out on some of the elites, you know, the rich and powerful of the world. And this is no exception. So, they actually, former President Barack Obama was one of the first to test this thing out. He was interested. He showed some interest. So the creators kind of met with him to see, you know, if he was taking it seriously enough.
Hands.
He's
really selling that this is a the hands.
Yeah, well, the hands.
Keep going. Just ignore me.
A picture's worth a thousand words. So these guys got in the room with Obama, and he sat across the table from him, and he said, "Let me be clear."
He wouldn't look me in the eyes until he delivered the joke.
I've got a question for you. Is it false or true? Is it fill in the blank? Are there options to rank? Nothing serious. Mostly just curious. Mona and Derek's Quiz Show.
Welcome to Mona and Derek's Quiz Show
2024 season. Buckle up, folks.
Mona.
We got a lot of new stuff for you.
That's Derek.
Here we are.
We're married, and we do a podcast sometimes.
Yeah.
We quiz each other.
Take it or freaking leave it. There's the door. If you don't like it, I'll help you back.
You know, I had a lot of things to address, and I can't remember them, but I need to tell Derek a story about something that happened today.
Okay.
That I've been saving.
Well, save it no more. Let us spill the tea.
Okay, so our almost 5-year-old is, today was a video game day. We have days that are allocated for, is that the right word? Allocated.
Allocated. Alec Baldwin.
You know, they get a amount of time. And anyways, so he's playing the PBS Kids game app. And he wanted to show me this game. And while we were playing it, I thought, man, this is really, I would have loved this game. Yeah. So it's like,
they got a lot of bangers on that PBS Kids app.
Don Quixote. And I mean, I think it would have helped my brain. You know, there's a lot of trash games in the world, but it's like Mario teaches typing, taught me how to type.
Yeah, appreciate that, Mario. Shout out.
And so the Don Quixote game, somebody makes an order for ice cream.
Okay.
And then it shows you visually a list on the side, and then you have to make said ice cream.
And make that cream. So hey, it's teaching these kids how to work in the real world, you know?
You get I was job thinking at more
TCBY
just like,
and someone's going to come in wanting a specific flavor.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know how to crank it out.
So yeah.
Go ahead.
So,
what were you thinking? What skills is this building?
I guess just focusing and making a list and
checking it twice.
Finding
out who's naughty and nice.
So,
this is not a holiday.
I'm
episode.
Making. There's three items in the order.
Okay.
So first, we get a waffle cone.
Oh, all right.
And then
perfect base for a nice,
I think there's
cream.
Two different kinds of ice cream, actually.
Okay.
And then there's a topping, and the topping is gingerbread.
Okay.
It's a crushed
like a cookie,
up,
a crushed. Okay.
Crushed up gingerbread house. And so our child is showing me how to do, he offered for me to do it. He's like, you do one, you show me.
Yeah, you failed.
And I was like, okay, so now I put the gingerbread on. And he said, do more. And I was like, okay. And he goes, can't even say what he said. He said, I did one more time. He said, do a lot of it. Make him sick. What?
Yeah,
why did he absolutely say that?
Engorge these folks on the G bread.
What?
I mean,
that is a crazy thing.
Make him sick.
Make him sick. Like, in passing, just like, oh yeah, I like to play this video game and I pretend I make the donkeys sick by feeding them too much ice cream.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we've probably told our kids if you eat too much ice cream, it'll make you feel sick, right?
Oh.
Maybe that's coming back out full circle.
There's the baby book, Yummy Yucky.
Yeah.
And ice cream is yummy, too much ice cream is yucky, and he has a green face. So yeah, maybe this is like, you know, the ABCs.
Yeah, the Yummy Yucky propaganda machine is getting the kids young.
The simple things you teach your kid is too much ice cream.
Yeah.
Makes you sick.
What's a Rocky Road? What's in a Rocky Road? You ever had one?
There's a nut and a chocolate and a caramel.
Okay. I think that's one of those creams that you used to hear a lot about, but nobody was ever scooping.
Really falling away, huh?
Yeah, you know.
Very 80s.
Yeah. 90s. Rocky Road. It's going out of fash.
Yeah.
Maybe Ben and Jerry's put it to rest when they came out with the Jimmy Fallon styles. These celebrity mashups, fish, Grateful Bread, widespread peanut.
I'm sorry, I
looking it up?
Wasn't listening to you.
Marshmallow.
The name is a play on words referring to the yummy chocolate chunks, but also the rocky road that people had to walk during the Great Depression.
Okay. So it's a bit of a tribute to those who paved the path in this great nation.
Yeah.
It's also could mean the rocky road to the restroom if you consume too much.
Thank you so much for over. That. Derek like and I have
a rock in the intestine.
We have a big show February 10th. We're organizing.
Yeah, we better be seeing you there from
Cupid's
far and
Lounge.
Away. Cupid's Lounge.
At XBK.
Yep.
February 10th, Saturday. Valentine's Day.
Valentine's weekend. It's not Valentine's Day, but it's close to it. And that's the theme of the show.
February 10th this year.
And
it's Valentine's Day. We wrote a plot to the show.
Yes.
So we do this thing where we kind of... We have all these different performers performing love songs, and then we weave it all together with a storyline. And I was laughing pretty hard at some of Derek's jokes.
Yeah, that makes one of us.
Hey.
One of them.
But on this note, I was going to quiz you about Jane Austen because she was kind of the queen of the rom-com.
Yeah.
She wrote The Foremother.
Stone Cold Jane Austen.
If you can hear this.
Yeah, the cat's trying to get back in from the porch.
Our cat hangs out on the porch and she claws the screen. And then if she really wants to come in, she jumps and hits the door handle.
Yeah, if you're cold, they're cold. Let her in.
And I'm like, kids, this is a smart cat.
That's a smart cat.
She ain't no dummy.
You don't know what you got here.
I said, most cats don't try to open doors.
We got to put a basketball in her hand, see if we can get a franchise purr bud or air
purr bud.
Calico. Diddle, diddle, diddle. Well, the cat's out of the bag and the quiz is on the table. Do we got any more items of bizwax? Or is it time to get down to brass tacks?
Nah.
Yeah, I could be a hip-hop star with these rhymes I'm spitting.
I couldn't lock the door because I was trying to turn it the wrong way.
Wow.
Let me quiz you about Jane Austen.
All right, Jane.
Jane.
Jane, you ignorant author.
A little history, if you don't mind.
I do not. In fact, I prefer it.
So Jane Austen was an English novelist. Okay. Her plots often explored romance.
Okay.
So Sense and Sensibility, Pride and Prejudice. These were
Pride and Preg.
Like rewritten a lot.
Is that her formula for titles? She's got two words that both begin with the same letter.
Emma.
Second one's longer. Emma.
That's one word.
Emma and Eminence.
So, her deft use of social commentary, realism, and biting irony have earned her acclaim among critics and scholars. And she often focused on the dependence of women on marriage for the pursuit of favorable social standing and economic security.
Okay.
She lived with her family until she died. She was kind of, like, she wrote all these exciting social books, and then I think she just hung out with her family, which is cute. Her novels have inspired countless adaptations.
Oh, yeah.
That was a word I was looking for. And she's become, her stories and characters have become cultural touchstones, referenced and parodied in many different things, from Bridget Jones's Diary to Clueless.
Well,
forgot about Bridget Jones's Diary.
Well, congrats to her on all of her accolades. We wish her the best.
Well, on that note, how many novels did Jane Austen publish during her lifetime? She did not get popular until after she died.
Okay, but she pubbed a few. Or maybe she didn't.
We'll 11, here. 4, 8, or 7?
She did 7 of them.
Lucky 4.
She
anonymously published Sense and Sensibility, Pride and Prejudice, and Mansfield Park in Emma.
Okay. So these are just in stores and people were like, who wrote this thing?
No. They were a modest success, but brought her little fame in her lifetime.
Okay.
And then after she died, they printed a few more.
Yeah.
Okay,
passed
wait.
Them out at the funeral.
What did you just say? I said. Oh, okay. What was her? She released her first four novels anonymously. Yeah. To whom were they? Who was the author?
Okay.
What was her? What would you call it?
Stage name.
Stage ghost name.
Writer.
Ghost.
Alias.
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 Jennifer Garner. Who was her Jennifer Garner?
Okay. Does Jennifer Garner have an alias?
No. Wasn't she on a show in the early 2000s called Alias?
Yes, I remember it well.
I thought she was, but maybe
House MD, I think it was.
It's from that era, I think. Okay. So which one was her alias?
Okay. Jane the Destroyer.
Lady Ellis?
No.
Wait. Ignore that.
Okay.
So
it's not Lady
I
messed
this up. There's no spaces. Okay. The first one is A Lady.
A Lady.
The second one is Ellis Bell.
Okay.
The third option is James Austen. And the fourth option is Anonymous.
A Lady.
It was A Lady.
Hey, my lady.
Correct.
Okay, that's interesting, because I was thinking that she was going under an alias because it wasn't acceptable for a woman to be writing these things or something.
Yeah.
But turns out she's just saying, hey, I'm
maybe
just
you're
some
rich
lady.
Enough. Yeah. Okay. She died in 1817. How old do you think she was?
7. 8.
You really think she was
higher?
8 years old?
Is there options, or am I just throwing a dart at the freaking world map and traveling to Portugal. Let's go 32.
41.
41.
Still very young. Before her
time, yeah. Tragedy nonetheless.
Okay, I have one more. You're doing a great job of learning. Never got
to use those 50th birthday party plates that she had thrifted over the hill.
In 1817.
Yeah. They were black plates with a little...
Grim Reaper on them. Grim
Reaper on them. They said, lordy, lordy, look who's 50. Ain't it nifty, look who's 50.
Which celebrity has not publicly shared they are an Austin fan?
Okay.
Is it Kelly Clarkson, Seth Meyers, Jennifer Lopez, or Gordon Ramsay?
That's a hilarious question. They just haven't come out. They say no comment every time they're asked in an interview.
This one was stolen from Mr. PBS.
Myers. Mr. Meyers, you a someone Jane at Austin
PBS?
Fan?
Somebody at PBS.
This
wrote
interview's
this.
Over. Sir, no, I'm...
Get out of my face. I'm trying to spend time with my family.
Ma'am, this is a Wendy's. Trying to enjoy a Frosty, and I'm dipping my fries in it.
I can taste it now.
Can you know? All right. So I think it was Seth Meyers that has never once said it.
Nah, J-Lo.
J-Lo, come on. All the lyrical references. It's clear that she's the stan.
It's very clear. She's always referencing.
Yeah. She's got that
classic literature.
I was gonna never mind.
Yeah,
that's... I was gonna reference the song "Life After Love," but I believe that's Cher instead of J Lo. Does she have one that's similar?
No.
What's J Lo?
Definitely
sing?
Not J Lo.
What's J Lo's big hit?
Jenny from the Block.
No.
I'm real.
Real.
What's is that her? Got?
Yeah, J Lo and Ja Rule. Ja Rule and J-Lo.
My love don't cost a thing.
Love don't cost a... Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Something about
it's
love.
It's wild the way she sings that. It's like if I was a pop star, it's just like...
On the floor, let's get loud.
Her voice is so...
Much respect to J-Lo.
My love don't
cost a
I think there's not
thing.
A confidence there.
Oh, she's got plenty of conf.
She does, but not vocally.
Oh, well.
More Made in Manhattan confidence.
The hate mail is going to be coming in from 24.5 million monthly listeners here of hers.
No.
That are going to be coming after us.
Not to be aggressive, but do you have a question for me?
Wow. A little aggressive. My gosh.
I got Derek some khakis with spandex in them, and he won't wear any other pants now.
Extreme Motion Lee. Check him out. Extreme Movement, maybe that's what it's called.
I'm just laughing because I was laughing when I bought him. Whoa.
Yeah,
do you move in an extreme way?
Look who's laughing now when they get full mobility of the hips over here.
I can't keep my eyes open.
Choo-choo, boom.
They're swelling shut.
Spin kicks, you name it.
Tell me questions.
All right. I've got a category that you suggested when I was sitting here on my phone saying, have I already done one about the Titanic? And you said, I think we did 6 months ago. So,
oh my gosh, I'm Mona pretty said, sure you just did one, but maybe not.
Well, it's an endless well of endless depths to dig through. So Mona said, why don't you do a pop culture of 2023? You know,
it's
the
a new year
that we just closed out
ish
a month ago. Yeah,
we're already a month in.
Well, time flies when you're having fun, and that's why it's been an absolute drag. So
we have been talking about how we're making it through this winter, but it's not easy.
The brick wall at the end of January hits, and you think, "Oh boy, okay, I can't keep faking it till I make it."
Yeah.
So,
the kids know.
Farce it till you march it. The kids know.
But hey, it was warm today. Okay, you go.
Yeah, we've been having a blast. So I just Googled, pop culture 2023 and found some great facts here that I shall regale you with in the form of question. So who was named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive in 2023? Was it Mr. Ryan Gosling, Mr. Patrick Dempsey, Dr. Travis Kelce? Is it Kelce or Kelce? Taylor's boy. Or was it Jake the Snake Roberts?
Wasn't it Patrick Dempsey? It which was is Dempsey. Like, why? What is he in?
I don't even know what Dempsey is. Is he the Marvel guy? Is he in Marvel?
No, he was on
Patrick.
That Stewart. Doctor show.
House. Oh, he's House MD, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's Monk.
Yeah, let's just leave it there.
Is Monk a doctor?
No one show? Will be frustrated yeah. by that.
No. Yep, House finally got his due diligence after all these years.
I can see the woman's face.
Ally McBeal. He was the love interest. Scrubs.
I mean, he kind of did look like that.
Patty Demps. What you in, brother?
No, he didn't. That was
Patrick, if you're listening, what are you in? Patrick Dempsey. Oh, this guy? Yeah, he's all right looking. Gray hair. Love to see the gray hair represented. 58 years old, and he's the current sexiest. Okay.
Bridget Jones's baby.
Hate to point out the double standard there, but they ain't going to be naming any 58-year-old women sexiest in the People Mag.
He was in a film called Thanksgiving. Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy.
I was way off. I was like, Cheryl's
Okay, there wishes. He is. Yeah. 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 Angela's Ashes.
So I wonder, why is he of 2023?
Well, you know, they meant to give it to him 20 years ago, and their paper got lost in the shuffle, and they just dug it up when they were doing some house cleaning. They said, well, it's better late than never.
And
Patrick,
I owe you.
Get up here and accept this sucker. And so he did and said, thank you so much. All right, Gwyneth Paltrow, we know her, we love her. She had a high-profile court trial this year for what sort of accident? Was it a car accident, a skiing accident, a beauty product accident? Or does she trample someone in the mosh pit?
A skiing accident.
Skiing.
I like your pop culture quizzes because I secretly know what's going on.
It's time to shine. She reads all the rags to riches stories.
I do.
What exactly happened? Did she strike somebody with her ski? She sliced somebody's throat with a...
I can't remember if she ran into someone or someone ran into her.
Okay.
And
was there a fatality or just an injury?
No, okay. An injury. And I just remember
stubbed
that
toe.
Like there was a couple Instagram accounts that were going wild over her court appearance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It was like the people were being really easy on her or something. I can't remember.
Wait. What did Gwyneth Paltrow say to her accuser when she left the courtroom? Outside the courtroom, she said, "I wish you well." Oh, she whispered, "I wish you well" in his ear.
Okay. She's definitely going to murder him.
Yeah.
He's going to be found in a wishing well that she shoved him in.
He claimed that she skied into her in 2016.
She claimed that he skied into her?
He claimed she skied into
him.
And
so this year he got revenge by skiing back into her.
And then...
in the form of a court trial.
She won.
Well, he got the money and the power and the fame. He can win just about anything, huh?
Except
for an Oscar, huh? Let's give her one. Has she gotten an Oscar, Paltrow? She probably has, right? For her role in The Princess Diaries. What's Paltrow been in?
Emma.
Oh, she was
I
in a Jane Austen?
I think she was in a Jane Austen.
Wow, full circ.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So, are you ready to move on?
I'm sorry. I'm like, why were we all into that?
But yeah, Gwenny.
I think she had really good style. And her whispering in the other guy's ear, I think everybody was like, wow, what a bitch.
If you got a style and a whisper, you can grab all the headlines. You know what they say?
Yeah.
According to Spotify.com, which was the most globally streamed song of 2023? What song were the people around the world just absolutely eating up? Was it Antihero by Taylor Swift? Flowers by Miley Cyrus? Dance the Night by Dua Lipa, or Overlords of Violence by Cannibal Corpse? The smash hit of the summer from the
I'm
boys.
I'm gonna guess Taylor Swift.
It was Flowers by M. Cyrus. Miley, Billy Ray's girl, has done Papa proud and surpassed his stardom tenfold.
Boots, Scoot, and Boogie.
No, that's Brooks and Dunn. Thank you very much. Achy Breaky Heart would be Mr. Billy Ray.
Wow, what a song.
And I'm sticking to that.
He's like, you know what? It was so fun to get that famous super fast and then lose it.
Yeah,
I'm going to make sure my kids do that.
I'm going to pass along that family tradition.
A terrible experience with fame.
You know, he was lambasted by all the
Mr.
haters.
Lambastic, yeah.
When his pop country hit was absolutely demolishing the charts. But he was laughing all the way to the bank, I'm certain. And we'll be doing the same here as we close out this podcast and cash in on all the millions of subscribers that we enjoy week to week.
16 million, not to get exact.
We missed you. We thank you for coming back.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Hey.
If you like us.
If you like us.
I don't know.
Just prove it.
Like,
show some love, baby.
Give our podcast some positive reviews on the app.
Yeah, walk out of whichever building you're in right now. First person you see on the street, say, hey, you got to hear this, and slap your headphones on their head.
Say, I find this really humorous, but you probably won't.
And they'll say, what in God's name is this? Did somebody leave a tape recorder going while they smoked a bunch of weed?
We didn't.
In the cafeteria.
We're so sober.
Yeah, we are stone sob.
Stoned off tired.
Stone sob, see Boston.
You can buy things off my website, RamonaMuseLambert.com, but ultimately,
I'll go there now.
We would love it if you came to our show at XPK February 10th. It sold many more tickets than Goblin's Lounge.
And look, it's not for our sake. This is for you. It's going to be a heck of a night of entertainment that you're never going to regret.
It's going to be so fun. Thanks for listening.
Hey.
Later, skaters.